We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Noach. And the topic is Lo Osif Lekalel Od. God says, I will not continue to curse. So we begin. וירח השם תרח הניחוח ויאמר השם ליבו להוסיף לקלל עוד את האדמה בעבור אדם כי יצר לב אדם רע מנעוריו להוסיף עוד להכות את כוחי כאשר עשיתי. So the verse says, God smelt the pleasant smell of Noah's sacrifice, and God said to himself, I will no longer curse the earth because of man, for man's desire is bad from the time he is a youth, and I will no longer smite all living things as I have. V'yesh leva'er dele'el b'parshat Bereshit katuv b'sibat ha'mabul. So we have to analyze this because over here it says Hashem destroyed earth because of man, for he has bad desires. And yet, if we go back to last week's parsha, when the Torah describes the cause for the flood, it says V'yar Hashem ki rabba ra'at adam ba'aretz. God saw that there was plenty of evil being performed by man on earth. And his desires, his thoughts are only focused on evil all day. So Hashem said, I will wipe out man that I created. So you read that verse, it seems to indicate that the cause of the flood was the evil desires of man, man's evil heart. And yet here, after the whole flood, God says, well, I'm not going to curse anymore because, well, they have a bad heart to begin with. So wait a second, if that was the cause of the flood, so what are you saying? I won't curse anymore because they have a bad heart to begin with. So that's question number one. And question number two, further, we have to explain the simple reading of the verses seems to say that Hashem has regrets. Initially, Hashem says, I got to wipe out everything. And then after the flood, God says, gee, I'm not going to curse them anymore because they have a bad heart to begin with. So what? So if they have an excuse, then why did you bring the flood to begin with? God doesn't have regrets. So what does that mean? What's the verse telling us? But if we look closely at the verses and we discern the differences between the verses, we can understand what's going on here. In Genesis, in Bereshit, it says, God saw that there was much evil being done by man in earth. So why does it say there was much evil being done in earth? That word, in earth, what's that there for? What's that adding to the understanding of the verse? And Hashem says, after the flood, God says, man's thoughts are only about evil all day. Why do you have to have that word only? Shekol ze lo nichtav b'inyanenu rak yetzer lev adam ra. Could have just said, man's desires are evil. Why does it say only evil? V'chein yesh ledayek b'may dechtiv hacham mine'urav. We also have to note, here it says his desires, his inclinations are evil from his youth. And in Genesis, it doesn't say from the youth, it just says that man throughout earth was evil. So the explanation here is the way we explained earlier. There is evil that is at the root of evil. There is evil that is for the sake of evil. It's just evil. It's evil in its essence. V'yesh eino mishor shara, ela mechamat pituyei ha-yetzer nitapech lara. And then you have things that aren't essentially evil, but the desire draws a person, and then something is turned to evil. U'v'shor shutov, but in essence it's good. you can have eating, drinking. Nothing wrong with drinking a cup of wine in Kiddush. Something wrong with drinking 15 cups of wine in Kiddush. There's doing it right, and there isn't something wrong with the essence of wine, but there's something wrong with the application. Some things are evil in their essence, some things are evil in their misappropriation, but in their essence they're good. Rami sugzei no begeder mazik sheino mitpashet lechol abriya. When you have something that's wrong because it's misappropriated, so in its own area it is bad. It is own in its own area it does harm, but it doesn't affect beyond its own area. When you have something that's evil in its essence, so that keeps spreading. Once you open that Pandora's box, it just keeps spreading. And that was the issue with the generation of the flood. That they were looking for the essence of evil. It wasn't only about misappropriating behavior. The verse says things were so corrupt that even the animals were sinning. But animals don't have yetzer hara, so why are they sinning? Ela shemibnei adam itpashta az kazot tuma shetima et kol hasviva. But man caused such defilement that everything was defiled all around. Ad shegam balei hachayim nidbeku me'atuma, to the point where it affected the wildlife as well. V'yeter al ken matzinu v'chtiv v'inanim ashritam et haaretz. You see, it goes even further. God says, I'm wiping them out with the earth. Upirush Rashi, Rashi explains, Shigam gimin tfachim ba'aretz, that even three hand widths into the ground were also nimochu v'nishtashtashu. They also were worn away. Shezoi adaga guab yoter shafilu adama nitma v'yatzoch lashchita. So they were able to defile everything, even the animals, even the earth. You had to wipe away three hand widths of the earth, so to speak, to start fresh. So man was looking at the root of evil, man was pursuing the essence of evil, and so everything was corrupt, including the earth and the air. You had to reach a point where the waters covered all of earth, 15 amma, about 30 feet above the highest mountain. So you had to wipe out, you had to start from scratch, all the air, so to speak, all the air that went even beyond anything that a human could breathe. No one could reach 50 nama above the highest mountain. That's why the verse in Genesis says, God saw man's evil was so great in earth, meaning their evil ways had spread throughout. It was like a disease that had plagued everything. You know, when they quarantine someone, so afterwards they burn the body, they burn everything he touched, everything he owned, everything gets burnt. They keep the air separately. No one should breathe the same air as him. We once had one of our kids had RSV. That's a virus that affects the lungs. And when little kids have it, it could be very, very dangerous. So they put him in quarantine. So we were in this room all closed off with him. And anytime we want to go out, we got to change our outer layer of clothing. It wasn't so bad. We didn't have to change everything. Real quarantine, you got to change everything. You have a middle room where you change clothing. So here it was somewhere in between. So their evil had affected everything. V'kol yetzer machshevot libo rak ra kol hayom kulo ra v'lo nishar bo shum tov. Hashem sees all their desires, all their thoughts are focused on evil. There's nothing good left. That's the idea that he said about the flood. Kulo ra v'lo nishar bo shum tov ulefichach v'yom Hashem emchet adam. That's why God says I have to wipe out man. Because he is the source that defiled, that really poisoned all of creation. And then there's no choice. Everything has to be wiped out. Man and all of creation. But then you come after the flood. What does it say? God smells the pleasant smell of the sacrifice. God says, I'm not going to curse the earth because of man anymore. Because man's desires are evil from the time he's a youth. Okay, so this is where I think we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem tomorrow night. We did about a quarter of the way. I think we'll pick up here tomorrow night. We've started the thought.